That was John Chavis.
William Chavis. Called one of them William or John. I forget his name, but one of the two. But one of them. But his name established that right now. The park is named after him, and they can't destroy it. Because he taught colored and white.
Well, you said Mr. Chavis was a West Indian. Mr.
Yeah.
Cousin.
Yeah, cousin was Indian straight up. My daddy was Indian too.
Well, your father and Ransom cousin, cousins, or they was just friends?
They was just friends. They lived together for years. When old man Ransom cousin daddy was named Old Man Alley Cousin. Old Man Alley Cousin.
That's why this place up here called Alley something. Is that?
It could be, for as I know. But I know his name was Old Man Alley Cousin. He come down there and build him a house in the woods and grow and graze his horse around where clean grass was. And he stayed there. And his wife stayed down there in another with the sugar. And I'll never forget.
Why did he do that? A custom? Or Indian?
I don't know why he did that. But you see him standing in the woods with the horse or mule looking like some wah. That's just the way he stayed.
Where he get money from?
I don't know. Now that's a question. You couldn't do nothing with them people back then, man. Well, my daddy, let me give you the track of my daddy.
Wait. Hi.
And I can open this up to you and you can see it very plain and I can, because you're writing history, you can get more of it. All right. I can't tell you what year I want on the planet. But my daddy, I have been up there every year and preach homecoming at the church up there by the name of Lathrop's Grove in Orange County.
Lathrop's.
Lathrop's Grove.
Lathrop's.
Yeah, Lathrop's Grove.
How you spell it?
I hardly know. I never know. I had to show on some program.
Oh, am I can write. Okay, I'll get it later. Grove.
And so, my daddy, sister was named Mary Jane.
Jane.
Yeah. Mary Jane.
Uh-huh, Mary Jane.
And look, my daddy and my sister, his sister, look, they left Orange County. I can't tell you what year. But he won't listen. They won't grow on that. Well, none of them won't grow. G.C. Hawley's daddy left with him. My daddy left. G.C. Hawley now. G.C. Hawley's daddy. Mom was my daddy's sister. They called her Puffs. But they called her Mary Jane. That was my daddy's sister. And they all come down in here. Some stopped at Berea. Some of them mustered off on the Granville and Vance County line, somewhere in there between them Hickses. Them old man Hewitt Hickses, them old lawyers and things. They were lawyers right in there, lived on the line. They had all them fences. My daddy grew up in there. Willie Hawley grew up in there. And they got grown. But when they got grown, they got to smelling around like young boys did. Willie Hawley, he mustered out and married a cheetah. All right? My daddy, he mustered out, he married, my daddy, he married a cheetah. But it was in a different family. My daddy married old man Tom Cheatham's daughter, which he had two daughters, one named Dora and the other one named Mitt. And he had one son named Clarence. I'm giving you the history of that family. Then my daddy was named Ernest. He married Dora. Now, Willie Hawley, he worked for years with them white folks and they paid him $50 a year.
$50 a year?
Yeah. That's all he got was $50 a year. Willie Hawley, when the 12 months was out, he had every dime.
That was Rum Hawley's
daddy.
Daddy.
That was his daddy.
Where was he living at then?
Well, his dad was staying down there in the bushes from hose to hose, in bunks and strip hose, just like youngsters do. You
know? Uh-huh, yeah.
He had no feeling.
Right.
But after, when Willie Harlan married Hallie Cheatham, married old man St. Cheatham's daughter. Old man St. Cheatham's daughter. Woo, that's back down the line. And then Willie Harlan had saved the white man 1 year down there. He had worked so smart, he gave him a colt. And the colt was named Daisy.
A horse or something.
Yeah, a horse. Gave him a colt. And Willie Harlan took the colt and come up there, a little place over there in the woods, and cut him out a little place and build him a little house over there. And he married Hallie, old man Saint's daughter.
Uh-huh.
And they settled down then and began to grub new grounds and began to grub things and began to raise a little garden and plant a little stuff there. That's why he started off.
Explain to children in layman talk what you're talking about when you said breaking up new ground. I know what you're talking about.
Well, that was just Willie Harlan and his children. Chesley.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the oldest one. One was named Buster, they called him Jane. The other one was named Ida, Chesley, Cleveland, Daisy, and Bernice.
How you remember them like that?
I can do it. I can do it. I'm going on 88 years old myself. And I can do it. All right. That was the name of the children. Well, they got big enough as children do. They had done opened up a little land in that end, done grub a little place, and opened a little new ground. They started going to school.
That new ground's digging up trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. They started going to school.
Where did they start going to school at?
It was down there somewhere where Hemp Tavern used to be.
Was it called?
Old Tabs Creek.
Was it called? It was called Tabs Creek
right,
School.
That's right. It used to be right in here where, used to be right in them bushes somewhere around Tabs Creek Church. It used to be a little old place, little school in there, one little building. It used to be one little building right in there.
And they changed their name.
Yeah, they changed. Then they opened up another building in Antioch down below there. Another little building.
Okay. When the children were living in Antioch, down where Irene Pearl, they had to come up to Tab Creeks before any of y'all school was?
No.
Didn't they go to church? School was in the church first?
Yeah, they go to Antioch Church where they first started. Antioch Church, won't where it is now, but it's moved from over there in the woods.
Oh.
Way back over there in the woods, one little building.
Explain to me, straight back?
Straight back, because it boarded on skids. They worked days after days, pulling it on skids and ropes.
To
get it where it is now.
They built it out in the opening.
Yeah, over there in the opening in the woods.
Oh, they built it out there?
Yeah, it was built over there, a little building.
Uh-huh.
And they brought it all the way back. There was one old lady back down there where the church named Lizzie Ayton. Lizzie Ayton.
That lady walked from Mississippi to Oxford. That's what she said.
Well, that's the woman. I remember.
I've been trying to find, her name
was Lizzie Ayman. Because we have called Cad Wood to her a many time and laid in her house when you could stand in there and count all the stars of the door.
How you pronounce her last name?
Lizzie Ayman.
Ayman.
Ayman, yeah.
Is it an A?
Yeah, her name was Lizzie Ayman. She could tell you so. God have mercy.
Ms. Morton.
Yeah.
She says she
could. She remembered. I've been to her and Ed Ash Cakes a minute day, that bread cooked in skillets.
Must have peace too.
Yes, sir.
Grand peace.
Yeah, sure I have.
Yeah, but he said she was a peculiar woman.
She was.
He said she knew. He said, but he couldn't figure how they would get from Mississippi.
I don't either.
But wasn't that there? We've been trying to find out. That land was the Sanford's land she lived on.
Right. It was Sanford's land.
But he.
It belonged to Major Sanford, but how it got in there, I can't see because that old son of his got in possession there at the last go round.
At the end.
Yeah, at the end, Edward. And somehow or another he got in there. And then G.C. Hawley's daddy's mama, called a puss by the name of Mary Jane, she got the land over from that, some way or another. she got in possession of the land over there, and she married some guy by the name of Shales.
Did that got to be with the other Shales that live down in there?
Yeah, that's where they originated from. One was named Sylvester Shell, and one was named Dawson.
Where did they come from?
Now, I don't know where the Shells come from.
Dawson Shell.
Yeah, Dawson Shells and one named Sylvester. I don't know where they come from. But I know one thing. She had them children. Now, she had hair as long as your arm. Look, she had hair as long as your arm.
She was a full-bred in there.
Yes, yes, sir. Hair as long as your arm. I know what I'm talking about because I used to comb it for a stick of candy. Yes, sir. Every time I'd comb it a long time, she'd give me a stick of candy.
She was a relative of yours.
Yes, sir. My daddy, Willie Hawley, mama. That is my daddy's sister.
Okay. My project is what came first, the church or the school?
Well, the honest thing I can tell you, the church must have been there first, back in them bushes.
And you had school in there first.
Could, must have been, because the little school where they had that, that come on up the road. That school wouldn't be much over, well, I would say about 100, a little better than 100 years old. Yes, you'd be a little better than 100. A little better than 100 years old, because the church ain't but about 100 some years old. The church.
That's what I read the history, and that's what A.J. Yeah. McGee told me, too. Yeah. He can't tell which one was the same age, so he figured that. Mm-hmm. And by me doing this, and I've been doing a lot of history and study on it, the school came out of the church.
Yeah.
And they got too many children in there, and that's right. When they moved up. They built it up,
yeah.
They built, and the church owned that land and the school, too.
Yeah.
And that's a part of their family.
It's part of the family.
Now, explain to me, how did they get it down there? I don't see how they, people have told me they have moved more buildings back in those days.
Yeah, they did.
What did it take? Logs and put on it, and when the roll off one on one?
I know how they did it. They had a winch made of the wood, and they would carry it both far from the buildings.
What's a winch? The round thing?
The thing that you see in wells.
Okay.
Just like this.
Uh-huh.
Where you pour dirt on the well.
Uh-huh.
And they had a rope as large as your arm, and they would anchor that rope on that building, and they'd have that building already on skids.
And like slides.
That's right. And they would stand there. And
like tobacco slides.
Yeah. Two men would get on each side of that window. And they would start. You see that building start to winch it. Just start to winch it. That's the way they put it.
How many men did it take?
About four. Four could move.
Four men? No horses or nothing?
No horses, nothing. Four men could move that thing. Back there then, the way they did it.
I understand, that was amazing.
It was, but amazing, but it would do it. You take and put one of them winches up there and have that rope around a log with that big and them big handles on it.
Uh-huh.
Them arms sitting up there like that. Three men could get in that building truck. And that winch would come. And when they use up that rope, that building was where they were.
You get it.
Then they'd be ready to take a loose and go another distance and sit down. That's the way they did it.
So moving things, they was doing in 18, where back in 1800?
Oh, man, they've been moving everything, moving things back down there over 100 and some years. That's right, because that building right here, sitting right here in this house, when I come here this year was the sorest mess you ever seen in your life. I cried when I landed here one night. I bought it and then I said, what did I buy this mess for? I pure cried because I didn't see no hopes. But I worked here 10 hours, 8 and 9 hours of nights, and worked 10 hours on the job.
What kind of work did you do?
I during construction.
Okay, Ransom a cousin told me that his daddy or granddad left Person County. He bought himself from slavery.
Yeah.
Was it up here, you think, or was it in Orange County?
No, it was up in back up here in the upper part of Person. Romine Island come from right back over in here. There's some of them cousins over there now, but most of them dead. He come back over there. Because the old lady over there that called Mama cousin, she knowed all about it. That was his relatives. But she was the oldest thing over there, but she's dead now. I've been over there to the home. And they treat me like king because I was raised up around Ransom and Albert and all them. You know. I just raised up Johnny and Plantation up. You know.
So you were raised, your family came from Person County?
My daddy did. Not Person, Orange County.
Orange County.
Right. I'm one county from where my daddy was born. My daddy was born in Orange County.
Did they ever tell you how they got to Oxford? Because they came to Roxbury and it stopped. And
no, they walked. Yeah, he told me plenty of time.
Well, why were Oxford, the land, the people that come from Virginia said because they're farmland, you could farm it better.
Yeah. Well, they walked from Orange County down there to Vance and Granville County line. That's where all them Hickses hired all of those Negroes. You see, they were lawyers and judges and things back there. Had all them fences around their home.
They said it was the profession of carpenters and all that
stuff. Yeah, they had land, had a plenty of land, plenty of everything. And they cut wheat and they raised wheat and just raised everything, and them niggas would tear things all to pieces. Now my daddy, when he went down there, he had about six brothers, four or five brothers. But they weren't big enough to do nothing.
But a Ransom cousin said they came in from Virginia in the Stovall. No, he moved to Stovall first because I know right. people that he built. That
yeah, they come in there first.
They built buildings yeah. in Stovall.
Yeah, they come in Stovall first.
His wife used to teach down
there. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Liz's cousin come out of Henderson. All of her relatives was in Henderson.
Ransom what was she wife. Before she married him?
She was Lizzie Hard.
Oh, uh-huh. I thought she was a McGee.
No, her name was Lizzie.
So Ransom never was kin to the McGee.
Oh, now listen, you talking about Ransom,
his daddy.
Albert.
Okay.
Old man Alec cousin wife, I'll agree with you. I think she come over Virginia and come over back in Vance County. Because she was a different breed from all the rest of them. She was a tall woman, taller than any man you ever seen. Real yellow, she was a real yellow woman. That red looking there, called Aunt Martha Cousin. You see with that basket just strutting.
That was his mom.
Yeah, that was Albert and their mom.
Albert and Ransom was two brothers.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, who did Albert marry?
Albert cousin. Married Lizzie, we used to call her Jemption. He married Lizzie cousin. She come with a Redwood Baptist Church. That's where she come from.
Where Rev. John Hall.
Baptist. Right, that's the church she come from. She come with the Hodges and the Hodges family.
Uh-huh.
Back there then.
And Albert and Ransom was just two boys.
Just two boys.
Well, no sisters.
No sisters.
And they stayed, did Albert stay in Stovall and buildings with Ransom?
No, Albert and Ransom some way or another end up with their mother down there right next to my daddy. A little house there, right there now, still staying there, the oldest house in Antioch.
Which one?
It's right there where Ed Davis lived in. Ed Davis lived in the house right now, used to. Put it down there.
After you passed Mr. Estes?
Yeah, James Hispiff's house there. James Hispiff was down that house. That's where they end up there.
Okay. I want you to tell me the date and the next, tell me you what year you was born and the date and what county you were in.
When I was born?
Yeah.
All right, I was born in Granville County. In Fishing Creek Township, I was born April the 6th, 1910.
So that makes you what,
85 years old.
When your birthday comes?
It's coming in April, yeah.
You'll be 86?
Right.
And 1910?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your whole name.
Thomas. I Well, my daddy, he always used this, but I never used it. Thomas Henry. My dad always put the Henry, but I never used that.
You never knew why? No. Or was it in there?
No. On account of his daddy was named. His daddy was named old man Henry Chavis, but I didn't ever know him.
What's your address here?
Roxboro, Row 3, Box 2894. Row 3?
Right. Box what?
2894. Dudgy Mine Road.
Now, where did the Dudgy Mine come from? How you spell that Dudgy?
I ain't never known that. I don't know how this road come in. I know, well, I'll tell you one reason it come in. It used to be a mine right down the road here.
Oh, and that's what it was named, Dudgy Mine.
Yeah, called it Dudgy Mine. They used to dig for gold down there all through this country.
Today's date is September the 11th, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
I'm James Eddie McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm visiting Mr. Lynn Henry Chavis, mm-hmm. Roxburgh.
Mm-hmm.
His address is Route 3, Box 2894.
Right.
We gonna talk about the history of Antioch and Granville County, but first we have to start with Person County and Orange County to get me into Granville County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go with your mother. What was your mother's maiden name?
My mother was Dora Cheatham.
She didn't have a middle name?
No.
She was a Cheatham and she married her?
Yes, she married her.
Cheatham?
No. My mother married, yeah, that's right, she married my daddy. But she was a Cheatham, it's a funny thing.
Where did they get married at? What county?
They got married, I think, was in Vance County or Granville, I believe it was in Henderson.
Your father, okay, your mother was from Vance County.
From
down Williamsburg?
She was from Vance County, that's right.
Is it down in Nutbush or Williamsburg?
No, right in Oxford. Right in Oxford, there, about a mile down the road. It ain't but a quarter, half a mile from Hampstead, where my daddy was staying when he got married.
Town that crossed over in the Van County right on the line.
That's right.
Okay. what was your father's or brothers and sisters?
All
did
right.
You ever see your uncles and aunts?
Yeah, I know they were one of them.
Okay.
I'm trying to start the door from first.
You don't have to in a way you
well,
want to.
Well, Uncle Charlie, that was one of them. He was the oldest. And that was Uncle John. And that was Uncle Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one they called Jimmy.
That's four.
And that was another one they called Lucius.
Mm-hmm.
And that was both all on right.
That's
there.
Five.
Yeah, that's
what five. About the girls?
All right now. The girls, he had one sister. They called her Aunt Julia. And I just don't know what happened. Her mind got bad or something. She kind of went off.
Did you know your granddad on his side or your grandmother?
No, I didn't know neither. Yes, I heard talk of him.
What did they say about him?
But I didn't know anything about him because it's 2 foot in. But his grandmother was named Old Lady Julian. Because my daddy named one of my sisters after her.
Julian.
Julian.
Was that a slave plantation she lived on, or what?
No, I don't think so. Well, it could have been her, but not my individual sister. It could have
I understand.
Been a slave, yeah.
Because we only talking yeah. about your mother's side.
That's right. Well, she named her Julian. I got a boy named Fletcher because my daddy's brother was named Fletcher. See? And that's one of the reasons.
Do your mothers? It was six of them. Is any of their children living that come down the line now in the third generation? Is it any
there's
of
there's some scattered over in Mount Vernon. Because my mother's sister went there when she was 14 years old.
Mount Vernon where?
New York.
Okay.
And she stayed there until she died. She was in the 80s, way up in the 80s. When she died, she could tell you if anything was built on that South River over there.
Okay, so that's where your mother line
yeah.
that side.
Yeah, that's right.
And they was lambs.
Right.
And they are in New York.
Yeah, the relatives.
That's what I mean. Yeah. No, the all the rest of them is gone from here.
All the rest of them is gone. Now, her daddy didn't ever go to Antioch. His name was Tom Cheatham. He named me. He stood 7'6".
Your mother's father?
My mother's father stood 7'6". And he could take a 6-pound axe at 100 yards and kiss the blade 3 times. That's right.
100-pound axe?
I mean 6-pound axe. That's right. And did you know, I'm going to tell you somebody else. Did you know you ever hear and tell her Dr. H.P. Cheatham, the superintendent of the colored orphan back through the years?
Yeah, yeah, I know the
history. You ever hear talk of Dr. H.P. Cheatham?
Mm-hmm.
You hear and talk of him?
Uh-uh.
Ain't never hear nobody say nothing about it.
No more than the Cheatham that was the head of the orphanage, Plummer Cheatham.
Well, that's the one I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, yeah.
I'm talking about Plummer.
Yeah, the one was in Congress.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's what I want you to get good.
Okay.
Well, I want you to realize that Plummer, that was my mama's half-brother. My granddad raised Plummer.
He came off a slave. His people were white.
Yeah. But my daddy.
Your dad is.
My mama's daddy raised Plummer.
Your mother's father?
Yeah, not my mother and father.
I know.
My mama's daddy.
Because they live in Evans County.
That's right.
Your mother's dad was on that plantation you were at?
Yeah, he was back there, and he raised Plummer. He wasn't big enough to take care of himself.
Well, why they didn't put you in writing?
I don't know. But he raised Plummer. Well, there was Charlie. There was Judy. I mean, there was Janie. And there was that other boy. And there was Richard. All of me and Richard would talk about it, but the rest of them didn't want to talk.
But he was married 2 times.
My mama's daddy, I don't know how it come in. They didn't never give us the lowdown on it,
uh-huh.
But he raised Plummer. And Plummer grew to be a man and got to be the superintendent of Orphan Asylum. I know we'd had to bring my grandfather there every week. Every week that train would run, that little short dog train. He'd come with a suitcase and get off.
Why you call it short dog train?
It's a little train that runs from Dickerson down there up to Oxford.
Oh, because it's so short, you call it a dog.
Right. Yeah. And he would get off there with his suitcase, go in Plummer's house, and that's where he'd stay until he'd get ready to go back.
Okay. If your mother's father raised Plummer Cheetah, all we are. Where did he get the knowledge from? Your mother's father sent him to school? Did he get his learning from?
I can't tell how that come in. I think in those times, what happened, I think white people told him.
They did some children.
White people told him, you know, especially if they had a little, you know.
And because that was a white man's kid, he wanted his kid to have the best.
Yeah, and he taught him. He used to be the congressman. I laugh about it. I said, folks just don't have no, you know.
That's not in writing what you just said,
I know it's not.
What was your mother's father's name?
Tom.
Tom Cheatham.
Tom Cheatham.
Oh, and that he took the name of Tom Cheatham.
Yeah, Plummer accepted that. He called my granddad Papa. I know, I done sit down in the house with him. Called him Papa and called my mama Sister.
Did he ever know his mother?
I don't know. He didn't ever say no.
They probably sold her.
They wouldn't talk with
her. After the white man got her pregnant and she had that child, he probably sold her to get her away from them.
That's right. They wouldn't do no talking about nothing.
Like he never had brothers and sisters then.
No,
if he did.
No, they wouldn't talk about it. It's funny how they wouldn't talk about nothing like that.
Why did they put in books that your father, your grandfather raised him?
I don't know. But they just wouldn't talk about it.
Okay, did you know he was married 2 times? Well, you had to know.
No, I didn't know that. I sure didn't. But he built breastworks in the wall.
Well, see, Richard, it weren't but 3 of them.
I know it.
It was Miss Baptist.
Right.
Susie.
Right.
And Big Cheatham.
That's right.
They was the last two.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Now, the first ones, I don't remember their name, but it was about three of them.
That's right. Yeah, he had one son. He come and took over the Central office and stayed a long time there. Stayed several years. I knew I could get anything I want. I done like a please as long as they were there. I know that. I guarantee you that. And then I grew up down that plumber. Yes, sir, little Tom, you can get it. Go on, get it, boy.
What? Tell me about the brickyard. How did it come about? Who built it?
I don't know how they got the building brick. I think Dr. Cheatham started off amongst them youngsters, building brick, and got one or two to train them how to do it. And then they started the building brick there. And of course, I furnished the wood to burn them brick for about 2 years.
My father went there in 1921, 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
He came up in the brickyard.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, it was, I forgot the name of the man he said was in charge of it then.
I'm trying to figure what was that guy's name. I didn't know the guy.
I did too.
Because I sold wood there from the burning brick with.
Where were you living at?
I was living in Antioch down there then.
How many acres of land did your family have in Antioch?
My dad had 26 acres down there. 26 acres of land. And then most all the children in my office sprang to the family. They would buy a little and they kept it floating around down there. And so they all had a little piece where they'd stick a little house on them. And that's where they lived. But I was raised on the Sock Perm farm. I was born on the Sock Perm farm.
Is that a white?
Yeah, that's white farm.
Is that where
Russ Perm and all them.
Is that where Miss Perm gets the family?
Yeah, that's right.
That got their name from?
Not Irene. But this was this was a white family. Old man Sock Perm.
Where did he live?
Oh, he lived right above. Right, lived right in front of Grand Peace, all that land, hundreds of acres back on that side of the road belonged to them. Robert Hargrove bought part of the tract.
It was never no slavery in Antioch, did you know that?
No. Uh-huh. No, they didn't have to do that. All them abolitionists pretty much had one of them.
Yeah, because if the slaves can you see the Taylor farm at plantation.
That's right.
That was over by Creek back.
That's right.
That was the Taylor's plantation.
That's right.
You had one there, and it was a plantation where the Towers plantation on railroad. Huh. They came out of that. I haven't found the name of that plantation.
Yeah, they come with it.
But then you had one in Henderson on the Watkins plantation in the back of y'all.
Right.
So if and any slavery that was in that area, they came in from Fairport.
Right.
From the Taylors and from the Watkins. That's but Antioch right. Never had slaves.
No, they never.
It was 300 free slaves, so some of free issues had to be over in there.
They had to be there. That's right. Yeah, they had to be in there. Yeah, no, I know my people won't never slave because they told me that.
What about your father's people?
My father's people, they won't never slave.
Where did he start out? In Person County?
No, he's a boy. He was born in Orange County. I'll never forget that. That's a pretty county from here. Up there where the land's white and beautiful, you know. And they walked from there back down to Granville.
Which way did they go in?
They come in from right here. Come right on through the woods right here and went on in.
Did they go in from North Berea?
Yeah, they went right on through Berea. Because some of them stopped off in Berea, some of them boys. You know, to some pretty good boy-sized boys. They were looking for a better place, you know. And what they had. They was trying to get better.
Your father, brothers?
Yeah, they was looking for, they were boys, but they was big enough to work for these white people. See what I'm saying? See, that's what started the boat to roll. See, the white people just took them in. John, I'll hire you. And they hired all of them.
Where did your father and them learn the skills of carpenter and building things?
My dad and them, they learned that down there in Henderson. Where they grew up at, amongst them Hickses, they built.
Because they was carpenters and everything.
Yeah, they built everything and built them old houses for folks.
You going to take me down there one day?
Yeah,
well, I want to go down there.
All right. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I have a thesis on them.
All right.
Oh.
Hewitt Hicks, my man Archibald Hicks, and all them old Hickses around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever anything happened to anybody, my dad didn't stop until he went down that road on that vast kind of line. Get Archibald Hicks. Archibald Hicks down there. They were lawyers, see.
Mm-hmm.
They were lawyers then.
Now, your knowledge, you do not have no problem with me saying that the church came first and the school was in the church. So both of them came together.
It had to be.
Okay.
Because I don't see no other way it could come up from in there back there then, because it won't come nowhere.
I've heard that a thousand times. I've heard a thousand times about that place. There's more mud anywhere in the world.
No. Call nobody. Never. If they'd have saw one, they'd have killed it.
Miss Irene said the wagons would get stuck.
That's right.
The buggies would get stuck.
Sure they would.
Everybody I talked to said that road was so bad.
Sure they
would. Ain't never seen a road everything could get stuck.
That's right. Nothing but pipe clay. Only thing would go through there were them bull carts. Now I seen them bulls come through there slinging slobber.
What is bull?
A great big male.
Okay.
To a two-wheel cart.
Now, what about an ox? You ever see an ox?
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. Only when you call him ox, they done took his balls up. He ain't quite as bad.
Oh, okay.
And then they call him ox.
Which is the baddest one?
One with them balls, man. He take a notion that if you see a cow cross the road, he gone. You can do anything you want, but he gone. You can't stop him.
You can't?
No, you can stop him, save your life. And if you get hot trotting on the road, he'd go straight up the creek in water until he swam the cart. You couldn't do nothing about it. You couldn't stop him. I know what I'm talking about.
You kidding?
No, not a bull, man. When you hear him keep that noise about three times, yeah, shake that head, the slobber started falling. You just well, goodbye, John. He gone there.
How much water did it take for those?
They drank about 3 or 4 minutes.
And then they don't need, could they go a long time?
Yeah, they'll go a long time. Driving pretty much a half a day then.
That's what I mean. They didn't have to drink as often as mules and horses.
But sometimes they couldn't get to it and they'd get hot.
Uh-huh.
Toting the load in them carts in them.
Uh-huh.
I'm bubbling to some.
What, it was instinct that would know they need to go get water or what?
Yeah.
If you didn't know how to when to take
them. That's right. I plowed them all day. I plowed the yoke of steers all day long. Yes, sir. You could take that plow and hang it on a bank. Deepest from right here down to the float. And that day or two, that bull would drop his head down and groan about 3 times. And if he didn't go through there, he'd leave the fly up in there.
They was that strong.
Woo, what you talking about, man? You couldn't load them. Yes, sir, and that joke would bow that head down and holler about 3 times and shake his head, he's gonna walk away from there. Well, you just didn't load them. They was something there. They were something else. You see them bookers. You see they was built. Them great big hoofs. When they popped them hoofs in the ground like that, them hoofs would sink up. Sink up to the hocks. They wouldn't stop pulling. They didn't slip. When they stick them hoofs in the ground, either something gonna move from there. I'm telling you the color.
How many years could you work them?
Oh, you worked them 8 and 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, my daddy farmed with them all the time. Yes, sir.
Was it cheaper than a cow?
Oh, yeah, get down and do a time out early in the morning and let him graze him.
Like a bill of
grass. And put that yoke around his neck and that collar bottom up is on him.
Uh-huh.
Fed that hamstring, throw that back band on him and said, come on, Ben, let's go. And I guarantee he'd fall in line. Pull that plow all day long.
Let me tell you what I heard from the black side of history box. To say that on Lewis Street, you know, right there, Bartholomew, where that little creek is.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember when it was a creek and wasn't
sure.
A bridge?
I remember exactly when there was a creek there.
Okay. To say that a man was coming to Oxford with an ox, pulling a wagon.
Yeah.
And it got stuck in that branch.
Mm-hmm.
And the man said an ox got stuck.
Yeah.
And that's where Oxford got his name.
That's, where got
that's what the black people say.
Well, that's where he got his name from, Oxford. That's where the name Oxford walked, O-X-F-Y, the Oxford.
Well, why whites don't,
they don't
give blacks credit?
They don't want to hear that.
Huh?
They don't want to hear that.
Well, blacks owned all the land before they came up there.
No, but they just didn't want to hear that ox getting stuck in there like that. And that's where he got his name. It's too common. They want something rowdy. You know? They don't want to hear that, you know.
Okay. I just want to let you know
that's
what the blacks told me.
And I preached in
instead of blacks.
I've had that from the pulpit in my church plenty of times.
You have?
Yes, sir.
They said blacks named Oxford.
That's right.
Just the ox got stuck.
It's like Roxborough.
Yeah.
It's nowhere in the world they could have picked a name no suitable in Roxborough. It ain't nothing in the world but a pile of rocks. That's all rocks.
It's built on.
Nothing in the world but rocks. That's all. Rocks reach from here, slam on the other side of rocks. Never seen a place like it.
What's your opinion? And you support me. What do you think about me going around trying to say the history of Granville County, where the children in the future will have something to hang their head on?
Well, I think it's all right. Somebody need to write it.
I got tired of people. We had wore Martin Luther King and all the rest of those people out. Mm-hmm. It was time to talk about Granville County, Oxford history, yeah, people.
I agree. It ain't nothing wrong about it. It'll be worth big money in years to come.
We had more blacks in school, yeah, during the slavery than whites did.
Yeah, that's right.
We had blacks graduating from high school, mm-hmm, in Granville County before white.
I know it.
And people said they ain't never heard of that in their life. As I meet people, mm-hmm, want to know why. It was in a book, and I read it. It was 73 black schools. Mm-hmm. I was at 78. Mr. Hancock yesterday gave me another one. I'm going to tell you where it was. Mm-hmm. You know where the Huntsboro school is.
I know exactly.
He said, make a right, go that straight down that road when you cross the bridge. I ain't never been there. He told, mm-hmm, me, go down. When you cross the bridge or creek, you know, it was a church right there, a school named off that road, Perry or something or whatever.
That's
it was.
Right. Sure, right.
He said, right down that hill.
He told you exactly right.
Now I need four more. I think it's two in this area that I'm lost. I think it's two more. It's in this part of the county.
Mm-hmm,
I think it's two from Berea to Stem or coming back somewhere else. Mm. It's no more down the southern part, because I got 38 schools out of that section.
Uh-huh. You got Smutty Bank. Red Oak. Yeah. You got Smutty Bank.
Yeah, I got them all, but it had to be some that was lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm. You got Sunset. You got Reader Creek.
Sunset?
Yeah, Sunset.
Where was Sunset at?
Trickshaw and Oxford. You're going back before you get to Reader Creek over there. On the left, you go across over there, around by Cliff Harris, is right in there. This place in there called Reader Creek. I used to go there and auction their box parts.
Was Reader Creek Sunset, or was it was a different school?
They call it Sunset. But the most name it had, Reader Creek. Reader Creek School. I used to go there to box parties overnight, and you couldn't sit down.
To what?
The box parties.
I heard, what's a box party?
That's why people just go to old parents. The parents went to school overnight and carried a cake, a custard or something, and wrapped it nice and set on the table.
Uh-huh.
When they set on the table, I'm the auctioneer. I come along and somebody handed it to me. And I love to put a price on. I said, going in, $50, 50 cents, we'll make it $2 more. And I run them on up sometime, one custard. One cake would bring $30.
And what you do? What would they do with them on?
Knock it out. The school would take it.
That was nice. That's raising money for the school.
For the school. That's the way they did it. I used to auction them all over the county. Everywhere. Yeah, I used to auction them. Because I could call them. Yeah, I could auction them. What you talking?
You was the auctioneer?
Yes, sir.
You the first and only black auction. How did you learn to pick it up?
Now, I picked it up from following the sale in the warehouse. And I picked it up from following the sale in the warehouse, and I just got so good on it. And folks just hear me talking, and they say, I want you to come and do it.
And that was a shame. They wouldn't let you do that selling tobacco.
Because
you was black.
I stopped the whole sale one day.
You could.
I auctioned their back, and they stood and looked at me. And they said, I was giving the buyers water, you know. I was giving them water. I said, look here, let me sell a little bit, please. Yeah, 31, 2, 2, 3, 5, X, 4, 31, 9, 6, 8, and 10, and 12, quarter. Knock it up and keep it. They said, good person, listen to that man. I could do it just as good as they could.
But you were black.
I was black. Don't send them both calling. I said, You know, we didn't have no dollar backer then. Mm-hmm. Didn't have them with 30 and 40 and 32 and 33. Mm-hmm. And 33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $33, $ All them Bibles. I could call them name by name. I know how to do it.
You practice that when you
Yeah, I just practiced the boy.
Every day.
That's right.
Because you could be saying it to yourself as you
sure.
listen to them.
And I started up from that and I went on in the ministry. I was ordained and licensed at Antioch and left there, went on out in the world. Been at one church 30-some years. Celebrated my anniversary. You ought to be in there to write history. And they're giving my anniversary here this year. Every child I had was there.
I wish I had.
That would have been something to think about. You really would have got some history.
Okay.
The history they give on me.
You got it in a program, or didn't they record it or something?
Yes, they got it on something.
Video?
Yeah, I got some of it, some parts of it on the platter here.
Okay, before we go, you'll show it to me.
All right.
Now, you say that. Were your father working there with you, or you was working? Where was this at when you was in Oxford? Or was
yeah,
this
I was in Oxford then.
When they're selling tobacco?
Yeah, I was in Oxford. I worked at where I was in Oxford.
And you never was hired out for nothing?
No, yes, I was hired. I was hired to them white folks down in the warehouse. I could pack tobacco, man. I could stack a stack of tobacco high in this room.
You ever worked over American tobacco where they pack it in barrel? You walk
no,
it down?
No, I never worked in that. But the warehouses caught me before I got there. And these truck drivers, I used to drive trucks and things.